Our first guest, recently named MTV's first icon. She's also just released her new CD, All For You. This is it right here. Our title song is ready, number one. Please welcome the lovely Janet Jackson. A great anthem.
Oh, I love you too.
And I like the muscles. You look good.
Oh, thank you.
You look in good shape. You look great. And you're beautiful in the videos, but you're actually more striking in person. It's nice to finally meet you.
Thank you very much. It was great meeting you too.
You know, I talked about you making that entrance, and I realized you have a history of, like, great entrances.
I do.
Yes, I saw one. One of my favorite entrances. This is from 1975.
Oh,
wow. Oh, no, this is a great entrance. But you see, you can still see. It's you. Here, take a look. Watch this. Take a look.
I'd like you all to meet a beautiful, talented, and charming young lady, my sister, Janet Jackson.
Now, it seems like you've gotten more shy. But you seem, in person, you seem sort of shy. But when I see you come out there, boom, 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 boom.
Well, you're performing. That's different.
Is it really different?
Yeah, it is different.
Because you do. You seem so soft-spoken that when you're on the screen, there's such power that comes across.
Well, when I'm on stage, you know, there's something about the music. It gets into your soul, the beat.
Right.
You really feel it, and it just kind of takes over your body, really.
Now, I want to ask you something. And this album is dedicated to Puffy, because this has started all kinds of rumors.
Yeah,
like,
it
is. Oh, it's Puff Daddy. Oh, there's something going
PBD.
On. Tell people who it is.
It's my baby, Puffy, passed away, my dog, last year.
Oh.
She was 19.
Oh, wow. That's a long time to have a dog.
She was a Tibetan Shih Tzu, and I found her. She was an abused dog, yes.
So there's no, but there's people make a huge, like, on the internet, it's Puff Daddy.
You know, some people say, oh, God, she's really sticking it to Jennifer. I'm thinking, what does that have to, they're not even together anymore.
It's so stupid.
Well, yeah.
Now, let me ask you now, do you like the bad boy kind of guy?
I like different kinds of guys.
No, yeah, that sounds like bad boy. So, but see, women, we all have this thing with women, you know, like I know so many women watch The Sopranos. And here's Tony Soprano. He's like a 40-year-old bald guy who's fat. Aha! But he's sexy.
Yeah,
now, what is sexy? Is it the power?
No, there's just something about him that's very sexy. Well, the power, that doesn't hurt. But he is, though. He's very sexy.
Would you like that and go, kill that guy?
Well, would I ask him?
No, because you would ask him to do it. But women seem, because, you know, if he was like a grocer, I don't think women would be falling over. But because he's Tony Soprano.
No, there is a sexiness about him, the way he carries himself. He is sexy.
So you like bad boys?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So, because you always hear the women always get attracted to that. But you never obviously went out with Puff Daddy, right?
No.
No.
No, we've never gone out, no.
So what do you look for in a guy now, okay?
I like a guy that has a great sense of humor.
Oh.
Who's, Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, I've been married. Yes,
are
yes,
you?
Yes.
I've been
married 20 years.
I'm very happy. I was just curious.
No, that's not. But can I dream for a minute? You know? you can give me the thought for a minute before you take it away.